was notified today that a group of alumni who learned in Yeshiva years ago, quite a few years ago, donated a significant amount of money to the Yeshiva to dedicate this week's shiurim of our shiur in their honor. So we thank them very much, whoever they are. And if we would have known, we would have learned better. Okay. Let's see. So the Gemara was commenting. There's a Mishnah Kiddushin, just to review again. The Mishnah Kiddushin says there are Kenyonim and Karka, Kenyonim and Metalkin, different Kenyonim. Kenyonim Karka, the Pnei Yeshua and Gittin points out, and the Nesivis quotes it, La Locha, Kenyonim Karka do not work on Metalkin, Kenyonim Metalkin do not work on Karka. Fine. So what is the what are the Kenyonim by Karka? So the Mishnah says, Karka is nicknames either the Kesav or Bishtar or Bechazoka. What's the definition of Chazoka? We said there's six different meanings of the word Chazoka. And the Chazoka, for the purposes of Kinyan Chazoka, to be said from an Ahefker, or to be kind of Shut M'shecholku, or if I want to sell you something. So that's Noah Goda Reports. And the Gemara said, Noah Goda Reports, Koshu, is also good. So the Gemara had a surprising statement. That a Gersha Meis, the Mishnah assumes Gersha Meis Vein Lo Yorshim, his Nechasim become Hefker, he doesn't have any children. So the Gemara says, on Daf Nun Gimel on the base, Habona Palterin Gedolim, Midichse Ager, is not Koine. He builds a house that's not Koine. If he draws pictures on the wall, the Gemara says he is Koine. Where's that Gemara? Where was that Gemara? I forgot already. Here it is. Nun Dalet Amid Aleph. Five lines from the bottom. Omar Rav, after the period. Omar Rav, six lines from the bottom. Atzor Tzura B'nichse Ager Kona. Why? He improved it. He drew a beautiful painting. That's the question. What did he paint? Did he paint a human being? So they tell you to look in the Tosfos and Yuma. There's a discussion. What paintings are you allowed to make? What are you not allowed to make? We assume, in Shulchan Aruch it says, you're permitted even to paint Tzura Sodom, as long as it's not three-dimensional. To make a statue of a human being is Asur, but to make a painting two-dimensional is Mutter. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Minchas Chinuch says he's very surprised why the Shulchan Aruch was Mekel. If you look in the Rishonim, the Rishonim hold that it's Asur. We always view those people as big kanoim, that you want to take a photograph, so they put their hands in front of their face. So the Minchas Chinuch says, we're over Rishonim, hold that it's awesome, to make a two-dimensional picture of a human being. So that's what Tosfos discusses there. What tzura is a behema? Is it muter rasa? Okay. But it says that Rav made a tzura on a dover shal hefker. It was kind of dover shal hefker. Ger shemes vein lo yoshim. And he acquired ownership of the thing. The Rav Lakoni, Leginsa, the Bei Rav, Legino, of the Yeshiva. Bei Rav means the Yeshiva. Ela Betzura, so he drew a picture. Apparently he was good at art. So the picture improved, the painting that he drew improved the value of the building. So, but over here, he put up a whole building. Habena Paltrin Gedoyla, Mirchseger, is not Koina. So it's a Pella. How can it be that he's not Koina? So in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes, where is this? I looked it up this morning in Shulchan Aruch and Chosh Mishpat. Simen Ayin Reish Hey. It's Reish Ayin Hey, but it's not nice to say Simen Ra'ah Reish Ayin Hey. So they say Ayin Reish Hey. Okay. Chapter 275, call it like that. Sif Chavalim said the Ramah there quotes the Magid Mishnah, who quotes the Rimagash. The Rimagash says, if he builds a house that's of value, if it's useful, so he is kind of. He improved the lot. He improved it. And Tosfos also learns. Tosfos asks the Kasha, the Paltin Gedolim that he built, isn't it Roy? The time of a Hayesh Bogag, Roy Lekanis Bog, Becham Neacham, Ksham Neachshavim. Tosfos says, no, since it's not Roy Lediras Keva, so that's not considered improving. Okay. So somehow the Gemara is restricted dafka to such a case where the palter and gedolim that he built is not roi l'hishtamshes b'nei Adam, or it's not roi l'hishtamshes shel keva, so that's not koine. The Gemara said if you put a little sid, a kol shehu, keneged ha-pesach, right over here, nun gimel ha-mesach, put a little sid, keneged, how much is it, an amma? An amma wide, if you put maybe an amma al amma, if you put sid or you put siud or kiur, keneged ha-pesach, amma al amma, so then it's also considered like tzartzur. It's also ikaina. So if you build the house, you're certainly ikaina. It means the house is not useful. Okay. So how far did we get in the Gemara? Oh, we started the top of Nun Dal and Amin Aleph. Let's say there's a field. And you plant trees in the field, so you improve the value of the field. So if you plant the trees, so that's right away, that's a shevach, that's noticeable. If you throw seeds into the cracks in the ground, the pilia, the cracks, the top line, shoda, lifta, he throws in lefes, he throws in a vegetable, beipili, into the cracks. Beipili, the ar, the ger, ger shemes, vein le'oshem, is labdap ke ger. Same thing if you're selling to someone else, the same thing. So you can be kind of a chazaka only if it's there's a shvach right now. So if you're planting trees, there's a shvach. But if you're throwing seeds into the ground, so right now there's no shvach. In another couple of weeks, you'll see vegetables growing, but then it's later, hashtah the kol shavach, memela kol shavach. Later on, when the shvach will be noticeable, it's happening by itself. It doesn't happen at the time that he did it. Kinyan chazaka has to be made by the kaina. It has to be mashbich the karka right away at the time. Okay. What does the more continue? The fourth line from the top, Oma Shmuel, Haiman de Poshach Diklo. What does it mean, Poshach Diklo? He's ripping off branches from the tree. So if it's Adaita the Diklo, if he's ripping off branches from the tree that the tree should grow better, it's cunning. Then he's improving the tree. But if it's adaita dechevosa, but if he's ripping off branches in order to feed it to the animals, so animals eat branches, then you're not kaina. Echidomi, how do you determine whether you're ripping off of the branches is for the purpose of improving the tree? It's always going to improve the tree a little bit. But was that the main purpose, or was the main purpose adaita dechevosa? The Gemara says it depends. If shokam mehaigisa, if he's ripping off the branches in an organized fashion, in a reasonable fashion, obviously it's adaita d'dikla. He wants the tree to grow better, so then it constitutes like planting a tree. So if you're zaymer, if you're pruning the tree, you're breaking up branches so the tree should grow better, so that's also constitutes a kinyan chazaka. But if it's all kula michad gisa, if all of the branches that are ripping off are all on one side, then it's so it's lopsided. So it's not really, even though it does improve the tree a little bit, but the main purpose obviously is in order to feed the animals. So then it doesn't constitute a chazak. So that was a member of Shmuel. That's the fourth line from the top, Oma Shmuel. Then it says, Vi Oma Shmuel. Shmuel has another statement. Haiman Zoki Zikaya. He's removing, I guess, the stuff growing on the ground that's in the way. So he's removing everything that's growing on the ground. So if he does it, adaita diara, if he does it in order to improve the ground, he wants to get it out of the way so he can use, everything will be flat, so he'll be able to plant there or something. So then it's kaina. So then he's improving the ground. But if it's adaita di tzivi, tzivi are logs, tzivi are branches. Adaita di tzivi, loikoni. My name is Tzvi. So I showed one of my svarim to Rabbi Hirschsprung from Montreal, Zechayna Leracha, to give a haskama. So he quoted a Gemara. In Gidden, the Gemara says, before the time of the Churban by Sheni, so there were wealthy balabatim who were storing away food. So one stored away grain, one stored away water, I don't know, different things. And one stored away logs that they're going to need. Then the Gemara said, Shepchu Rabbana l'detzivi. The rabbis praised the one who put away the logs. That was the smartest thing. So Rabbi Hirschsprung was a Polish guy, and he was a bucking and all of Shas. He knew everything by heart. So he wrote about my Sefer Shibchur Rabbanu Lidetzivi, that the Rabbanim praised my Sefer. Fun. Tzivi is logs. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Hey Chidami, how can you tell whether his clearing the land from the branches that are there was, is that improving the ground? In which case it does constitute a kinyan chazaka, or is it that daita de tzivi, he wants to use the logs? So the Gemara says, it depends. If shaka rafa b'his bizutri, if he takes both the big logs and the little logs, obviously at daita diara, he wants to improve the ground. He can't have any branches on the ground if you want to plant over there. However, if shaka rafa b'shavak zutri, if he only takes the big logs and he leaves the little logs, then it's daita de tzivi. Obviously, he wants to use the logs for fire in the furnace. So then he wants big logs, he doesn't want little logs. Then even though it does improve the ground a little bit, but that wasn't the main purpose. That does not constitute a kinyan chazak. So we have two members from Shmuel. Then it's the Yomer Shmuel. Vav means it's a third member about what constitutes a kinyan chazak, only if you're improving the ground. The Yomer Shmuel. I'm on the Askel Tikla. What is Askel Tikla? So what does the Rashbam explain? Meisir ha-michsholos u'mashva p'nei ha-kak sh'tei chaloka. He wants to make it smooth. So if he makes it smooth in order that you should be able to plant there, to plow and to plant, so then it's a tikkun ha-karka. But is he really improving it or not? So the Gemara, so Shmuel says again, it depends. The same thing. Same thing as said in the previous two. Haman Daskal Tikla is removing the Mechsholos if it's Adaita Diara, if his intention is to improve the ground. Koni, if it's Adaita the Beidari, if he just wants to do a little threshing over there temporarily, but basically he's not going to do that permanently. Permanently he's going to have to, it's a farm for plowing and for planting, so if he doesn't take out all of the branches, he's not going to take out all the michsholos, the bumps in the ground, it's not even, then he didn't yet improve the karka. So how can you tell, the Gemara says, Hechidami, how can you tell whether his removing of the michsholos was for the purpose of improving the karka, for the purpose of only temporarily making a deidori, a threshing place? That's what he says, it depends. If you have areas where you have little mounds, so he takes all the mulyas and he puts them in the notzas, in the cracks, and whenever the ground is a little higher, so he takes all the sand from that part, he makes it flat, and then he throws this sand in another place where there's a crack in the ground, so he's making everything even. So then it's good, then it's adaita da'ara, then it's kind of, but if mulya b'mulya, benotza b'notza, but here he has little mounds, little hills, and there he has the cracks, and he leaves everything the way it is, he just touches it up a little bit, then it's adaita de beidori, and then the beidori, the threshing is only temporarily going to be done there, so that's not a permanent tikkun in the karka, so that's not kind of. The Yom HaShmuel, the fourth member that Shmuel says also, when does it constitute the kinyan chazaka and the karka? Why not? Only if you're improving the karka. So improving the karka doesn't always mean improving the karka. He wants to have, let's say, a source of water near his field, in connection with the field. Haiman de pasach maya ba'ara, if he makes a connection between a source of water, a lake or something, and the field that's up for grabs, that a gershem is mainly yoshem or hefker. If someone wants to sell me a field, they give me matanas, so I want to make a kinyan chazaka. So if I connected the water to the field, adaita diara, in order to improve the value of the field, kani, then it constitutes a kinyan chazaka, adaita de kavre. But if I just connected, I got the water in such a way that in order to catch the fish, kavre a fish, adaita de kavre, lo kani, then you're not kani. Hechidam, how can you tell whether his digging around to connect the river that has fish in it. How can you tell whether the connecting of the river with the fish in it to the farm was for the purpose of catching fish or was for the purpose of improving the field? So the Gemara says it depends like this. If on one end of the farm he digs in such a way that the river will flow over here, and then the other end of the farm, the river that's flowing on the farm is going to go out. And so the fish will be caught on his farm, but he's not really obviously he's not really interested in improving the value of the farm. He just wants to catch fish. It'll improve a little bit, but that's not the main purpose. So that's a dite to the kavre. So then it's not kaina. Pasach trade bavi. If he opens up two openings, above is a gate. He opens up two gates. I guess the farm is lower level, and the edge of the farm is higher, and he opens up a little bit on both sides, so the water from the river will go into the farm and go out. So that's a dite to the kavre. Then it's like honey. But if it's chad bavi, he only opens up one gate, so the water is gonna. The river is going to water the farms, and then it's a daita dara, then it does constitute a kinyan. So all the four members of Shmuel are basically the same thing. The kinyan chazak has to improve the value of the kark. Okay, tikkun hakark. Once upon a time, there was a woman who made a kinyan, hahi yitzah. Once upon a time, there was a woman, the ochla dikla b'tapshicha. She was ripping off branches on the tree for 13 years. She was zecha ben ahefker, I guess, and she thought that this was her farm, and she was ripping off the branches in such a way that it was not really tikkun hakarka. It was only she was using the logs. And one fine day, osahu gavra, one fine day, a wise guy comes, and rafik toise purta. He just digs a little bit in the kark. Osa v'kama delev. So they went for a din Torah. So she was ripping off the branches from the tree for 13 years. This guy comes and he starts digging in the karka, Rafak Bapurta. So he says that he was Kaidim and Ahefka. So they went for a din Torah, either who they go to. Either they went Lakami de Levi, or they went Lakami de Marukva. By the time the Gemara was written down, they forgot exactly who the story was about. Either the Dayan who Paskin was Levi, or Marukva. Levi was the Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Nasi. Ukame Biode. So the Dayan Paskin, that the guy, the fellow was Kaidim. So the woman was screaming. Asoy kotzov chakame. So the woman was screaming for the dying. What kind of a psaka is that? She was using the tree for 13 years. She wasn't kaina. Oh my Lord. He said, what can I do for you? My yevid loch. The loch zikas ken machzike inchi. You want me kaina with the kenya chazaka if you improve the karka. You didn't improve the karka. You were just ripping off the branches from the trees. A little bit improvement, but that wasn't the main purpose of what you did. So therefore, she's not kaina. Okay. Wow. Okay. Here there's a famous Tosis, the top Tosis over here. What does Tosis say? Adaita ditzivi loikani. If the whole intention, the main intention is to use the logs, then it doesn't constitute a kinyan. Afapisha misakana karka. Even though there is a little bit of tikkana karka, but that wasn't the main purpose of ripping off all the branches from the tree. And pasha dikla, adaita dechevas apisha dekla misak mekach. It is improved a little bit, but since that wasn't the main purpose, so you're not kaina. The le'olam lakam came is kavan liknas. You have to have kavana to be kaina. How do you know? As the Gemara said earlier, there are two fields are next to each other. I make a kinyan chazak on this field, intending to be kind of the other field. So if I make a kinyan chazak on this field, to be kind of this field, that the next field, I'm only kind of this field. I make a kinyan chazak having mind to be kind of the other field and not this field, that I'm not kind of anything. You see from the Gemara that you have to have in mind to be kind of with the kinyan chazak. So here, if the person was ripping off the branches from the tree and so on, adaita ditzivi, they didn't have kavanas kinyan. So that's why you're not kaina. Tosfos said the reason why is not because I thought the reason why was because the main purpose of your activity was not tikkun hakarka. Tosfos said that's not why. If the main purpose was not tikkun hakarka, so then this indicates you didn't have a mind to be kaina. But if you would have had a mind to be kaina, then it would have been good. It would have been good. That's how Tosfos interprets. You should look in Shulchan Aruch on this. Is that the way they quote it in the Shulchan Aruch, the way Taisa says it? That since it's Adaita de Tzivi, Adaita de Chebosa, so the one who made the, it is a valid Kinya Chazaka, but since he didn't have a mind to be Kaina, so that's why it's not Kaina. Is that the Pshat, or is the Pshat that even if he did have a mind, since the main activity that he did, it did accomplish Tikkun HaKark, but that wasn't the main purpose, even though it was a secondary purpose, it could be also not Kaina. I don't know. We've got to look on the Rishonim and see what they say. Let's see. Obi Yevamis, this is a famous Gemara of Mazadayma, the Oida Binichse Ager Kesav Shein Shaloi. That's an important Gemara. A person puts up a fence, Ager Shem Eis Vein Lo Yarshim, and by mistake I thought that farm belonged to me, so I'm putting up fences around the farm because it's my farm, I don't want the people to steal. Then it turns out that it wasn't my farm. My farm is a different location. And this farm was up for grabs because the owner was a Ger Shem Eis Vein Lo Yarshim. So the Gemara says, Oida Menichse Ager, fellow was digging and I saw the Shal Hefke because Sav Shein Shal, he thought that it's his. He didn't realize it. The Gemara says, Loi Kana. Even though he did the Chazak, if he would have had a mind to be Kana, he would have been Kana, but he didn't have a mind. He thought that it was his. If you thought that it's yours, that's not called Kavodah. You have to know that it's not yours and have a mind that by doing this activity, by doing the Chazak, you're acquiring ownership. Sav Shein Shal is not Kana, yeah. That's a question. There is a famous Gemara in Yevamos, but the Gemara says a non-Jewish woman converted, and then she observed all the mitzvahs. She used to go to mikveh every month. And then it turns out that when she didn't know that you need a bezin when the ger is mizgayer. So the woman converted. She never had a bezin, not for the kabbalos on mitzvahs and not for the tefillah and the mikveh. On her own, she converted. And she went. She got married to a Jewish man. She didn't ask any. They didn't ask any shaylos. And after the war, after the Second World War, a lot of Jews went to concentration camp with the Polish non-Jewish people, and some of them got married after the war. And there were cases where the woman didn't, the husband and the wife, they didn't know. You have to go to a bezdan. You have to have a geirus. So they were living together for years and had children and grandchildren and everything. And then they found out that the woman was not Jewish. All of her descendants had to convert. So the question is, but the woman was going to mikveh every month. So is that good? So the Gemara says, Milo tov lo lenidusa. Since the woman goes to mikveh every month, it's good. What do you mean it's good? She went to mikveh thinking that she was already Jewish. She didn't think she's going to mikveh to become Jewish. You thought she was Jewish already, so that should be like Oidem and Ichzakeh, Sabashain Shalai, like that Gemara in Yevamos, on Daf Nun Beis. What is it? Daf Nun Beis. I think so. Oidem and Ichzakeh, that's not called Das Kinyan. If you thought that it was yours all along, that's not called Das Kinyan. So this shouldn't be called Das Geiris either. So that's a problematic Gemara. Why does the Gemara say, Milo Tov Lo Lenidu? So the Gemara says it's good. So they're different pshatim and not gemara. That's a question.
Really?
Yeah.
How would that help? There's no bezin there either.
Right. That's the Tosis says that kasha also. So Tosis says all the people in the neighborhood know that the woman observes Taras HaMishpacha. They don't know when she's going to mikveh, but they see that the woman is a tzaddikus and they know she's going to mikveh every month. Yeah, that's a problematic Gemara. How do you read Pshat and Amilo Tavlo Lidus? That's also in Yevamos, but it's not on Nun Beis. It's a different Daf in the Mems. All the Dinim of Geir is on the Yevamos around Mem Vov, Mem Zayin. Yeah. Uba Hapor, what's in Baba Kama? Perak Shoshan Rakhas Hapor, Omaha Maxik Bishtaroysum Shalger Mahu. The Gemara there has a discussion. What happened? A ger borrowed $1,000 from a Jew. So the Jew says, I want a mashkin. He gives him a mashkin, a golden watch that's worth $2,000. And then the ger dies. So and he doesn't have any yorshim, so the watch becomes hefker. But the watch is meshubed for $1,000 of the halvoeh to the malve, and the malve is holding on to it. But past $1,000, it's hefker. So somebody heard that the ger died, and he knows that this Yisrael lent him $1,000 and has a watch that's worth $2,000. He goes and he grabs the watch and he picks it up. He says, I want to be kind of the watch. So the Gemara says, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, he's kind of the extra $1,000. But the first $1,000 doesn't help. He's going to be kind of. It's Meshubed. Usually we say there's no Sheba in the Chosim and Metaltalim unless it's a Mashkin, unless it's Tachas Yad HaMalveh. No Sheba Chosim and Metaltalim if the Metaltalim are Eitzel HaLoiveh. The Loiveh borrowed money from the Malveh and he doesn't give a Mashkin to the Malveh. But if he gives a Mashkin, Bachov Kona Mashkin. There is, Bachov Kona Mashkin means there is a Sheba Chosim and Metaltalim. If the Malva is holding a Tachas Yada, the Gemara says it's even a stronger Sheba Nechosim than you have a Karka. Because the Karka is the base Haloive. The Metaltalim is Eitzel HaMalva. The Malva is, it's Tachas Yad HaMalva. So the Gemara says, Bachov Kona Mashkin, this is a stronger Sheba Nechosim on the Mashkin, on Metaltalim. Bachov Kona Mashkin only applies to a Mashkin Shel Metaltalim, not to a Mashkin Shel Karka. So the Gemara says like that, that's the din, that the one who ran in and he picked up the watch to be Zechman Afker is kind of $1,000 worth of the watch. And the other $1,000 is not going to help him, he's going to be kind of the whole watch. For that, to the extent of $1,000, it's Meshubid to the Malvin. The Malvin has a right to collect it. It's Tachas Yad HaMalvin. So the Malvin has a right to collect it. So on that same daf, the Gemara has more. What it says is bring up Perek HaPora Omar. Amachzik b'shtarois of shel ger, this is fakir. What happened? The ger lent money to other people. The ger lent money to other people, and he has shtaros. Mahu? What's the din? Man amachzik b'shtara. No, these are shtaros, shtar of halvoa or shtar of ownership of karka. Let's see. Man amachzik b'shtara. Adaita diaru hu machzik ubeara. Kol ayachzik b'shtara nami loykana. The lab daiti ashtara. The ger owns karka, and he has shtoris that indicate that he owns all of these 10 karkos. So somebody grabs hold of the shtoris after the ger dies, and all of his property is up for grabs. Everything becomes hefker, has no yorshim. So someone was machzik b'shtarosim shel ager. So should I say man the machzik b'shtara? What does he have? Man adaita the arahavi machzik. He has a mind to be kind of the karka, that this is the shtar for that karka. He didn't make a chazok on the karka. And so he's not even kind of the shtar either. Shtar not me lakona. Why? The lab daite ashtar. He didn't have a mind to be kind of the shtar. Dilma, perhaps I should say, daite nami ashtar. Maybe he had a mind both. So you see from the Gemara that if you make up, even though you made a perfect kinyan, but you didn't have a mind to be kind of, so you're not kind of. That's what Tosis is proving. You made a king like over here. That's what they're insisting, that pshat is not the way I said. I said pshat was, if the main purpose of ripping off the branches from the tree was not to improve the tree, then it doesn't constitute a kinyan chazak. Tosfos says I'm wrong. Tosfos says it does constitute a kinyan chazak, but he probably didn't have that in mind. Since the main purpose is adaita dechevosa, or Adaita Ditzivi had other kavanas, so he didn't have a mind to be kind of the karka. That's what Tosfos said. So they proved it from the Gemara in Yevamos, and they proved it from that Gemara in Bava Kamma also in Hapara. So you see that whenever you make a kinyan and you don't have kavanas kinyan, you're not kind of. So now they ask, the Ein Lahaksha is the Afagav, Ein Lahaksha is on that Gemara in Perak Hapara. The guy's not kind of the piece of paper of the shtar. So he says, why not? We have a Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Beis, that Chatzer v'sholodim koina lo sholoi midaitoi. Adov v'shol hefker fell into my chatzer, and it's a chatzer mishtamera, so I'm koina, even though I don't even know that it fell in. That's a question there in the Shittim Kuf Betzis, it's on Kuf Beis. That's the Shittim Kuf Betzis, has 2 days, whether that din, that... He doesn't even know that a davar shel hefker fell in. Is that really a din d'oraisa? Is that perhaps only a din d'rabbanan? It's a question, but it doesn't make that much of a difference. It's kind of. So why is it that chatzer v'sholadim kainalai? Chatzer is like the chatzer is teifas, the thing. So we have a kinyan yad, and you have a kinyan chotzen. We said yesterday, we said a few times, the Gemara and Bava Metzion, Daf Yud Aleph, has two braises, one after the other. One pasuk says by get, v'nasan biyoda, and the Gemara has a drush and a braise, ein li ali yoda. How do you know chatzer? So by get, either you give the get the kinya yad, you give the get the kinya chatzer, the isha's chatzer. And the same thing by ganav, there's a pasuk. The ganav pays kefil, provided the ganav made the kinya ganeva on the metaltalim. So it says, he matzis and matzah biyodo. So the Gemara, ain't liyad liyodo, how do you know chatzer and minayin? How do you know it constitutes a kinyan chatzer on the ganeva? What do you mean, kinya chatzer on the ganeva? Someone dropped something in my rishus, I become a ganav. Someone dropped his wallet in my rishus. He was in my house and he was sitting in a couch and a chair. And then he gets up and his wallet fell out and he's sitting there. And I see the wallet and I make my mind up, I'm going to keep the wallet. I'm not going to give it back to him. So I'm kind of the wallet with a kinya and chotzer, so I become a ganav b'shei b'altasen. So Rashi says, no, it doesn't mean like that. He can't become a ganav b'shei b'altasen just by kavana. He has kavana and chotzer shaladim kainu lo shalim. So Rashi says, no, your farm is next to my farm. And then there's a fence separating, but then there's an opening in the fence. So I get one of your animals, you're not watching, so I get one of your animals to run into my, through the fence, into my backyard. You have 500 animals, I have 500. You're not going to notice that this animal is missing. You have so many other, you don't count every single animal. You have a big herd. So I chase one of your animals from your rishus into my rishus, then I lock the gate. So I chased it into my rishus and I locked the gate because I want to steal it. But I never made a kinyan hakbar kinyan mashicha. I didn't do a kinyan yad. So that's what the braisa says. So these two are considered identical. Kinyan yad and kinyan chatzah is the same. Chatzer shaladam is the same as kinyan yad. So Tesis is assuming that just like chatzer shaladam kinyan lo shalom midaita, either menatar mid rabbanon, they're not getting into that. So yad should be kinyan. Also, yad shaladam should also be kinyan. Hagbah is a machloikis, Rashi and Tesis in a few places, whether Hagbah needs gimel tefachim or one tefach. That's Hagbah, you have to pick it up. What do you need Hagbah? Why don't you have yad? The answer is yad is, if the watch is in my hand, that's a kinya yad. But if I'm holding the watch like this, the part of the watch that's in my hand is yad. The part of the watch I'm hanging out, that's a kinya Hagbah. So that's a machloikis. Rashi holds that you say lovud, if I didn't pick it up so high that it's above three tochim, above the ground, or above the table, whatever it was, so then it doesn't constitute a hagbah. Tesis disagrees. Hagbah is one tefach. You don't need gimel tefach. But they both agree, you need something. Either the shear is tefach or the shear is gimel tefach. Yad doesn't even need a tefach. If the whole watch is in my hand is on the ground. It's not even one tefach mukba above the karka. That's a kinya yad, that's fine. But he's not holding it like that. He's holding it like this. So then, the part that's in his hand is yad. The part that's hanging down is hagbon. Hagbon needs a shear. Either shear tefach or gimel tefach. So Tesis is bothered with a kasha. Just like, hatzeva shaladim kona lo shaloi midaitoi. So yad should also be kona shaloi midaitoi. So what does it bother me? The Gemara and Baba Kama had a shayla. The ger died, and he has shtaris. He has 10 shtaris that indicate that he owns 10 different karkos. So I picked up all the shtaris to be koine. So if I had a mind to be koine the karka, I didn't have a mind to be koine the shtar. So then I'm not koine the karka. By holding on to the shtar, you're not koine the karka. Karka is nicknas b'shtar if the owner of the karka is alive and he gives das makna. But the owner of the karka died over here. He said, Gershom Eis Vein LeYoshin. So he can't be Zechem and Epke with a Kenyan Shtar. So the Gemara says, if he has al Das to be kind of the paper also, then he's kind of the paper. If he only has an Das to be kind of the karka, then he's not kind of either. So he said, Father, why is not kind of either? Why isn't he kind of at least like Chatzer Shalodim Kona Lo Shalom Hidaita? Because Chatzer is like a Yad. So Yad should also be kind of Shalom Yidaito. So what does it bother me that he didn't have a mind to be kind of the paper? But Chatzah doesn't need Kavana. Chatzah is kind of Shalom Yidaito. He didn't even know that it's there. That's their Kasha. First they proved, with their Pshat and Agma, they proved that in order to be koine, you have to have kavanas kinyan. Kavanas kinyan, know that it's not mine, and by doing this activity, I acquire ownership. So then they ask the kasha, but chotzer and yad shouldn't need, the chotzer doesn't need kavana, the yad shouldn't need either. The ein lahaksha dafa got the ein daite ashtora, my ein yod kona lo, shalom yidaite, kmachatzer, the chotzer metoris yad is rabboi. Gemara just has a shayla in Bava Metzia and Daf Yud Aleph. Chotzer mitam yodoi, chotzer mitam shlucha is rabboi. The Gemara has a suffix. We pass chotzer mitam shluchai. What's the difference by the chotzer mitam yodoi, chotzer mitam shluchai? Gemara says nafkamina, if the owner of the chotzer is a cotton. A cotton can have a kinyan yad mid the rabbanon. In the Torah, the cotton doesn't have a kinyan yad either. But a cotton can have a kinyan yad mid the rabbanon, higilo, and his aputas. He's old enough to understand what ownership is and what kinyanim are all about. So if chotzer mitam yodo, so a cotton can be kind of with a kinyan chotzer. Chotzer mitam shlucha, a cotton can have a shliach. Even though you don't have to appoint a chotzer as a shliach, but chotzer mitam shlucha, so it's no good. What does it mean, chotzer mitam shlucha? When I appoint a shliach to do something for me, shliach has to make a kinyan. So what kinyan did the chotzer do? Everybody agrees that chotzer mitam yadai. The only question, the kinyan that the chotzer is accomplishing is a kinyan yad. But the Gemara's question is it considered direct kinyan yad of the bala chotzer? Or do we say a kinyan yad has been made on behalf of the bala chotzer? If it's considered chotzer mitam yado, that the bala chotzer is considered as if the bala chotzer made a kinyan yad, then the cotton can be kinder with a chotzer. But if chotzer mitam shlucha, kinyan yad has been made on behalf of the bala chotzer, so that's the din that by a cotton, ain't shlichas l'cotton. He can't have someone else do a kinyan on behalf of a cotton. Unless in zach l'adam shlagifon. Zach l'adam shlagifon, you will say on behalf of a cotton as well. The Gemara has in Shulchan Aruch, they paskin like the Rif and the Rambam on that. The Mechaber goes with the Shita. Rabbi Yosef Kara writes, he's going to consider only three major poskim, the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh. And he's always going to go Basar Rosh. So he rigged it. The Rambam always said the same as the Rif. Very few cases where the Rambam disagrees. So he only has three, and he's always going to follow two out of the three. So he rigged it. So of course it's going to be, the Rosh is always going to be like the Rambam and the Rif. They hardly ever disagree. So the Mechaber passed like the Rif and the Rambam over here. The Gemara had one suggestion, and he passed like that strange suggestion that we distinguish between chotzer de gavra and chotzer de itza. You have a pasuk gevah mishpatam ashtosim lifnehem. Lifnei means the men and the women. Hish v'akosav isha liish. That's the Gemara in Bava Kamma on Daf Tezvav. Hish v'akosav isha liish. So here we say that it's not exactly the same. Chotzer de itza, a woman, could be misgareshes ayde yad v'nosam biyada. In the other chatzer menai tamalai ma'benasa mikal makom. So that shows that chotzer mitam yoda is rabbi. By isha chotzer de itza is mitam yoda. Chotzer de gavra chotzer of a man is mitam shlucha is rabbi. So we'll make a distinction. We'll make a distinction between a cotton and a ktana. If a cotton owns a chotzer and a dovshal hefka falls in, so the cotton will not be kainik because chotzer de gavra is mitam shlucha. There's no shlichas le cotton. But if it's a chotzer of a ktana, the chotzer belongs to a woman who's not yet bas mitzvah. The chotzer de itza is mitam yoda, as if it's directly her kinyan yad. So the ktana can be kind of with a kinyan yad. Very strange. We the halacha distinguish between men and women and kinyanim and chotzer. It's very strange. The Gemara has such a suggestion, but the Rif and the Rambam passing like that, and the Mechaber passing is like that. Very strange. They say when the Chasam Sefer used to sell the chametz, he would be mahadet sell the chametz to a non-Jewish woman as opposed to a non-Jewish man. Why? Because when we do the mechiras chametz, all the balabatim appoint the rabbi as their shliach to sell the chametz on their behalf. So the rabbi makes six kinyonim when he sells the chametz. We went through some of the kinyonim, no? But that's... Did we discuss some of the kinyonim? We didn't discuss it yet. So we have the goy pay for all of the chametz. So the Tosfos on the next daf, on nun dalet on the base, the Tosfos Ovik Achavim. So Tosfos quotes there on the last narrow line in the Tosfos, right before the wide, the lines become wide, they quote a Gemara in Bechoras daf Yud Gimel. Gemara in Becheres, Daf Yud Gimel, quotes, that's the first daf in the second parak in Becheres. That starts on Daf Yud Gimel Amad Al. So Daf Yud Gimel Amad Beis, the Gemara quotes the Machlekes HaByechon HaBei Shlokish in Perek HaZor. Will the Dvar Torah Mois Kainis or Dvar Torah Meshichim before Eshes Menator? Which Kenyan works on Metaltalim? Rabbi Yechanan is of the opinion Dvar Torah Mois Kainis. And Rish Lakish holds no. Meshichim before Eshes Menator. Meshichim is Kainim Menator. Whenever there's a Machlekes for Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish, the Gemara quotes Rava. Gemara Yivam is Lamed Vav Lamed Zayin. The Gemara quotes Rava. Rava says, whenever there's a Machlekes, he's telling you what the consensus was. And the Rava was not the first generation of Amoraim. Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish were the first generation of Amoraim. They were brothers-in-law, the same age. They were the first generation of Amoraim. Rava was later. So Rava says the consensus was over the years, they took a vote on every single din. Not that the Democrats always voted Democrats and Republicans always voted Republicans. No. The Amoraim considered each Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, they voted on separately. And it came out that the Ruba of the case is that we always pass like Rabbi Yechon. The majority, the consensus always was like Rabbi Yechon, except for three cases. The one case was Kinyan Peres Lav Kinyan Aguf Dami, we had on Daf Nun. That's one exception to the rule. And then the other two, one is in Yevamos Daf Lamed Zayin. That's why it's in Yevamos. There are three cases where we pass like Rish Lakish. So Tosfos says, Rabbein Tam says, the Gemara says there are only three cases where we pass like Rish Lakish. All the other cases we pass like Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said, Vatar Mois Kainos. And Rashi holds not so. Why? The Gemara says only three cases we pass like Rish Lakish. Rashi says no, but the Gemara, Rava, the same Rava who says in Bava Metzia, after the Gemara quotes the Machlekes of Yechon Rish Lakish, whether the Atara Mois Kainis of Mashiach and Mephoreshes Ben Atara. So the Gemara is Omar Rava, the Gemara quotes Omar Rava, Kro Omasnita Messiah Leila Rish Lakish. There's a Pasuk and there's a Tosefta, there's a Braisa that supports Rish Lakish. So if you have a Pasuk and a Tosefta, that's a port Rish Lakish. So Rashi says, so there you have it. So Rava says it then is like Rish Lakish. So Tosefta says, how can it be? How can it be that that's what Rava meant to say, the din is like Rish Lakish? So why does Rava himself, the same person, why does Rava say, quoted in Yevamos Daf Lamed Zayin there, that there are only three cases in Kol HaTorah Kula where we pass like Rish Lakish against Rabbi? Here's the fourth case. He says, Kro Masait, the Messiah, the Rish Lakish. So Rabbi Natam thinks that Rashi is not right. We pass like Rabbi Yechanan and Dvar Torah Mois Kainos. What does it have to do with Mechiras Chametz? So Tosfos quotes the drasha in Becheres Daf Yud Gimel. It says V'chisim karmim kala misach hakana bi'adam misach altana vishin zochim. The pasuk talks about Einoa, but the pasuk V'chisim hakana miyada misachal. Akona miyada miyisecha sounds like dover hanikne miyad liyad. Sounds like ikona, that's where Rish Lakish is. Sounds like it's talking about metaltalim. That's how we dover hanikne miyad liyad, he handed over to the other person. It sounds like by handing it over, the other person is kaina. You see, Mashiach, Mashiach before Eshes Menatar, that's what Rish Lakish says. And we assume that eina no other karkois, that's how the Mishnah says. B'diyevet, there's a prohibition of Einoa, then there's a penalty of Einoa. There certainly is a prohibition to cheat the other guy on karka. The original pasuk gives you the mashal. How many years are there till Yom Kippur Shel Yovel? I sell you a farm in Eretz Yisrael, the house or the farm, the field, whatever it is a stei achuza by me. I got it from my father, got it from his father, all the way back to the days of Yishuv Ben Nun when they made chalukas haaretz. That's called the stei achuza. Whenever I sell the stei achuza, I get it back when it comes Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. So the Torah says, "Kefi mispashanim tikdem the esam yisecho." You have to calculate how many years are there till Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, and you have to charge accordingly. And if the lekeach fools the mecher and he didn't pay enough, or the mecher fools the lekeach and he charges him too much, then he violated the law. Val tonu isha zochiv. So the Rishonim ask a kasha, the Ramban Chumash asks the kasha. How can you say? Einon no other karkois. The original example that the Chumash gives is talking about Einoa. The Ramban answers, the Tanoim saw over here that there are two aspects to Einoa. One aspect is the Issa, one aspect is that there's a penalty. What penalty? When penalty? That's Lama Sarakos Vavla Chachamim. The Chacham had the right to determine what should the penalty be. So when we're Mamayat, Einon no other karkois means there's no penalty of Einoa by karkois. But the Labda certainly is. The marshal that the Chumash gives is when you're selling a stay achuza, you should calculate when you're going to get it back, because you're only selling it till it's going to come Yom Kippur Shel Yodim. You have another 48 years to go. You only have a half a year to go. How long is the guy going to have the karka? So that's why how the Tanoim came up with this idea. If it's Pachas Mishtus, I sold you an automobile and I charged it too much. So how much did I overcharge? If I overcharged less than a sixth Pachas Mishtus, is Mechila. If it's exactly a Shtus, is Kana or Machzor Ano, the Mecca, Cheschal, and you can, the one who got cheated has a right to be reimbursed. And if it's Yesu Mishtus, he has a right to back out from the whole deal if you want. Where in the world did the Tanoim see Pachas Mishtus, Yesu Mishtus, Shtus, and any calculus? That's Lamasar Kosvela Chacham. That's the Ramban HaChumash. In case you find it hard to read the Ramban, so the Menchas Chinuch spells it out by Riches. He likes that Ramban very much. Otherwise, how, where in the world did they get this idea that there's a penalty by none? The Chumash doesn't say a word. Because you may ain't an oil of Hegdish. What, you're allowed to cheat Hegdish? You're not allowed to cheat Hegdish. No, it means the penalty. Hegdish over money, shechilo, shover puta, mechulo. Hegdish has something that's worth $100,000, and I give a puta on paida. The Gemara gives a story. Someone was Magdish a mansion. This man, Gemara, somebody was Magdish the Hegdish, a mansion. A mansion is worth millions of dollars. But we don't have any gizbush or hegdish, Bizbana said. There's no base on migdish. What are you going to do? For sure, someone's going to be moiled the hegdish. Someone's going to use the mansion. Well, you're going to lock the door and no one's going to use it. We don't know what. How can it be? So the Gemara says, you better be paid to the hegdish. What are you paid to? So there's no say to the hegdish over here. The hegdish is worth, the mansion is worth millions of dollars. But what are you going to do? You're going to give $10 million. What are you going to do with the $10 million? You're going to throw it into the Yam HaMelech. So what do you gain? To be Zarek into the Yam HaMelech, Hegdish is not gaining. So may as well do what since B'di'evit, Hegdish Shavim Mana, Shechila al Shavim Putim Mechula, B'di'evit, Eino, I know the Hegdish is, it's Yes HaMishtus. He's giving a Pruta, and the thing is worth $10 million. He's giving a Pruta. So since B'di'evit, it's Chal, just the Din Lachatchili, not allowed to cheat Hegdish. B'zman says, it's not cheating Hegdish, because Hegdish is not going to gain anything by my giving $10 million. What are you going to do with the $10 million? It's going to be a... Chashash, someone's going to, if you're going to leave the house Hegdish the way it is, someone's going to live in the house. They're going to be moil the Hegdish. Going to be part of the Hegdish, part of the mansion on money. What are you going to do with the money? You're going to leave the money. Someone's going to, by mistake, is going to use the money. So you have to throw the money out into the Yam HaMelech. So Hegdish is not going to gain anything. So the Gemara says in Tmuri, may as well be part of the Hegdish on a Pruta and call it quits. So we allow it Lechatchila over there. All the things that you say there's no Dina by Noah, it doesn't mean it's muta lachatchila to cheat. Ein ano la akum. That's what the Rashash points out on that daf. The Rashash there in Pcheres daf Yegim on the Mishkan and Sankov also has that. I told over this story. A Jew, the Mishkan and Sankov had the following story. A Jew sold a boat to a non-Jew and he charged them, he overcharged them five times what it should be worth. And the goy didn't pay the money yet. But the goy made a kinyan on the boat. Then the guy found out that that's not the going rate. He overcharged him a fortune of money. So he said, I want my money back. So the Jew said, the guy said, I'm going to sue you in court. So the Jew tells him, above my eyes, I'm not allowed to go to court. You're not allowed to go to court if both parties are Jewish. You're not allowed to take the other party to court. A guy takes you to court, so you go to court. There's no area to go to court if a guy brings you to court. So the Jew tells him, I'm not allowed to go to court, I have to go to a rabbi. So the guy says, I'll go to any rabbi you want. No rabbi is going to tell me I have to pay $5 million for the boat that's only worth $1 million. Ridiculous. So he went to a dayan. So the dayan paskan, Eino Noa La'akum. There's no dina by Noah, and the guy has to pay the money to the Jew. He didn't pay the money yet. He just made a kinyan on the boat. He never paid the money yet. So the rabbi paskan is mechuyev to pay because Eino Noa La'akum. So the guy said, this is ridiculous. Is there any higher authority? Is there any bigger rabbi to consult? So they said, yeah, Rabbi Yankel Kalina was a bigger rabbi. That's the Mishkan as Yankel. He learned Barab Chaim Valojana when they first opened the Valojana Yeshiva. He was one of the star students in the beginning. Every year afterwards, after he got smicha, he used to visit the yeshiva. Rabbi Chaim Valojana was always mechabin him to give a shiur in the yeshiva. He lived in Karlin. Karlin is Pinsk, Karlin are twin cities. Like Bergenfield and Tinek. You walk 5 minutes, you're in the other city. So he had all the stolen Hasidim were in his city. So quite a few of his tshuvas are to explain why the practices of the Chassidim are wrong. Because he was from Volozhin. He learned in Volozhin about Chaim Volozhin. So he attacks a lot of his tshuvas to explain why the Chassidim are wrong. So he has a tshuva on this. And he said, that's utterly ridiculous. And he goes to this Ramban. He says, Ein anor la'akum doesn't mean you're allowed to cheat the goy. It means if you cheated the goy, there's no penalty. But here, the goy didn't pay the money yet. So of course the goy doesn't have to pay. He says, the rabbi who paskins that the goy has to pay the full amount that he agreed to pay, the rabbi's in violation of Einor. You're not allowed to cheat a goy. It's an issa. The Rashash has like that. The Mishkan Yankel has like that. Rashash lived in the late 1800s. Rashash was a wealthy businessman. He was the president of the Kehila when the Vilna Shas was being printed by the Rum family, Achim Amona Rum. So he helped fund it. He helped pay for the printing of the Vilna Shas. And the Mishkan Yisankar was he was a student of Rabbi Chaim Volozhin in the early 1800s. Anyway, but they both say the same thing. So the Gemara there in Pcheres has an important statement. Kesim kamim kala misecha kana miyada misecha. So one of misecha tells me, Ein anor la'akum. Ein anor la'hegdish, only la misecha. Then the other amisecha teaches me another din. Whatever kinyan works on Okonim miyada misecha, it's talking about metaltalim. Dabra nikta miyad liyad. So the penalty of Einor only applies to metaltalim. The penalty doesn't apply to karka. The isa does apply, but the penalty does not apply. So then the Gemara has, but it says the word amisecha twice. So one amisecha is memait, akum, and hegdish. They're both not amisecha. The other amisecha is memait, the following. Amisecha b'chodo ulakum b'chodo. Whatever kinyan works, if the two parties are Jewish, by metaltalim, whatever kinyan works there, if you're selling or buying with a goy, it's going to be the opposite kinyan. So if you hold like Rabbi Yechanan, and the Rabbin and Tom Paskins like Rabbi Yechanan, if you hold the Torah Mois Koinois, that if you pay for the metaltalim, you're Koinim and Atorah, then by Akum it will be Mashiach will be Koinah. But if, so according to Rabbin and Tom, Mashiach is Koinah. So the rabbi can sell the chomis to the goy with just pay the money. The Vatari Mois Kainis, if the both parties are Jewish. But the Pasuk says, Lamisecha, Lamisecha Bechada, Lakam Bechada, the opposite Kenyan works. That's the first wide line in Taisus. Miyara Misecha the Kesef, or Miyara of Kechav, and be Mishicha. So the Goy has to go make Mishicha in everybody's Chametz. He's not going to do that. The rabbi has 100 families in his community, or 500 families in his community. The Goy is not going to go to everybody's house and make a Kenyan Hagbah, Kenyan Mishicha. So he's not going to do that. According to Rashi, it's not bad. According to Rashi, holds halachas like Rish Lakish. Mashiach and Mefereshes is Menatara. So, La Misecha Bechada, Lakam Bechada, if you're selling to a goy, it's the opposite Kenyan. It's not going to be Mashiach, it'll be Mo'ois. So the goy has to pay for all of the chametz. The goy doesn't pay for all the chametz either. That's also a problem. The goy doesn't pay. There's a difference between Mo'ois and Kesef. Karka is nicknames because of Metaltalim, Rabbi Yechanan says, the Torah, Mois Koinis. Why does he say Mois Koinis? Why didn't he say Kesef? So Rav Soloveitchik had a fantastic shir. This shir can be found word for word, raya for raya. Rav Shach has exactly the same chiddush in his sefer on the Rambam. Beautiful? Two people figured out the same shot in the Rambam. The Rambam is very striking. Rambam has a couple of strange deedim. The only way to read the Rambam is like this, that Mois and Kesef are not the same. Let's say you have a karka that's worth $10 million. I give you $1 and I'm kind of the karka. I still owe you the remaining $9,999,999 and so on. I still owe you the rest of the money. But I'm kind of, even though you only paid $1 out of the $10 million. But by Metaltalim, Rabbi Yechanan says, Vatarim Mois Koinis Mois means that it's all paid up. You can't be kind of if the Metaltalim, if you want to be kind of Metaltalim but Mois, you have to pay the full value of the Metaltalim. That's why by karka it's called kesef. And kesef only works by karka. It doesn't work by metaltalim. Kinyoni karka don't work by metaltalim. Kinyoni metaltalim don't work by karka. The kinyon that does work by both, we said, is chalipin, because there's a kind called over in Megillas Rus. And if you hold vatera mois kindness, the way Rabbi Yechanan holds vatera mois kindness, so that's a question, is that a svara or is that a gzeres hakosef? So Rashi says it's a gzeres hakosef, and that's not kesef, the kumlo. But that's problematic. So many other Rishonim disagree with Rashi. They say, no, Mois Koinis HaSvara, you paid for it, so you're kind of, and it's Muchach and the Gemara, that Mois Koinis, You can't be kinda if the automobile sells for $40,000 and I only give him $1. I'm only kinda $1 worth of the automobile. I'm not kinda the whole automobile. Mois is not the same as kesef. Karka's nicknames be kesef. Nobody, Rabbi Yechon, never said the metalfelman nicknames be kesef. He said metalfelman nicknames be mois. Mois means you paid full demei hamekach. So according to Rashi, who paskins like Reish Lakish, that vater mishichim before Reshes ben Ador, it says, okonam miyad amisecha, davar nikta miyad miyad, so you kind of metalkalim bim mishicha, mishichim before Reshes ben Ador. So then by Akum, the only kinyan that would work would be Moes, so then fine. So the goy can pay all of the money for all the chametz. Does the goy pay for all the chametz? He doesn't pay for all the chametz. He gives $5, but the chametz, or putting together all the 500 families, the chametz is worth more than $5. It's worth much more. You have to do zikifas milva. He has to pay the full amount in order to be kainah. So that's what zikifas milva means. The remainder of the money that the goy only gave $5, and it's worth hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars. A lot of people have a lot of liquor, they have a lot of cookies and cake, and a lot of chametzdik stuff in their freezers and so on. So that it's worth more than $5. You have to have zikifas milva. Zikifas milva means the goy no longer owes a penny for the Demei HaMekach. He accepted upon himself a chov stam, and he owes the rest of the money. Lo b'toras Demei HaMekach. The Mekach is paid up for in full. He owes the money, b'toras chov stam. There's a din. Let's say, HaKofes HaChanus, this year is a Shemitah year. So if anybody owes you money, you better write a prusbel before the year comes to an end. So the Mishnah says that you only need a prusbel if you lent money to the other person, there was a halvor, or there's a chob stam. What if it's hakofes achanus? I buy at the butcher shop, and every week I buy, and I rack up a whole bill. I owe thousands of dollars. I haven't paid for the longest time in the butcher shop, or I buy at the grocery on the corner. So I send my children a lot of times to buy there. I don't want to give the children money. So the grocer marks down, I owe him another $10, another $15. And at the end of a couple of weeks, at the end of a month or two, so I pay him all the money that I owe him. So that's called hakofes achanus. When the shopkeeper sells me merchandise on credit, that's called hakofes. To sell by hakofes, to sell on credit. So the Mishnah says, hakofes achanus ein mishametes. Shemitah doesn't cancel that. Shemitah only cancels halvoes or chov stam. I just, out of the clear blue sky, I obligate myself to give you $1,000 or $100, whatever. So Shemitah will cancel that debt. So what can you do to see to it that Shemitah should cancel HaKofes HaChanus? So the Mishnah says, if they did Zekifas Milva, that's the question, how do you do Zekifas Milva? If they did Zekifas Milva, then we consider it as if the Demei HaMekach is all paid up. I owed hundreds of dollars to the butcher, hundreds of dollars to the grocery store. And then somehow I do a stunt. That's a question. What did I do with the grocer? I never gave him the money. So somehow we have the ability to convert it into a chov stam. I accepted upon myself a chov to give you $455.88, whatever I owe you, whatever you have written down on your books that I owe you. I accepted upon myself to pay that, and that his chayvus is considered tashlumen of the Dmei HaMekach, and now I owe you a chov stam. I no longer owe you the Dmei HaMekach. So that Dmei HaMekach is not canceled by Shemitah, but a chov stam is canceled by Shemitah. So I paid up the first chov by accepting the second chov. Now exactly what's the mechanism? What do you do to accept the second chov? And then that acceptance of the second chov constitutes a payment of the first chov. So that's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch and Chosh Mishpat, the Siman of Prusbel. How exactly they do HaKofes HaChanus. Anyway, so that's the issue. How do you sell the chametz? In the days of the Rishonim, they didn't have freezers. They didn't have refrigerators. So they didn't have they didn't have chametz to sell. They didn't have Mechiras chametz. Mechiras chametz started later in the 1800s. The institution of Mechiras Chametz is mentioned in the Tosefta. A guy's going on a boat, and they don't have kosher meals on the boat. They don't have any meals on the boat. Now they have. It's a modern thing. Years ago, whoever goes on a boat, he may be on the boat for months. He has to bring along his own food. So you have to bring along food that's not going to get ruined. So there's no refrigeration. The food is going to get ruined. So he used to take bread, and that's what he's going to eat, the bread. He's going to drink water. Where is he going to get water? Okay, we've got to figure out how he's going to get water. But he's going to eat the bread. So then when it comes Pesach, he's on the boat for months and months. When it comes Pesach, so he's not allowed to have the bread. He can't throw the bread into the ocean. He's going to need the bread after Pesach. So he sells the bread to a goy who's on the boat, and after Pesach, he buys it back from the goy. That's the original source in the Gemara. That's in the Tosefta Pesachim, the guy in the boat deciding of the Chametz. In the days of the Rishonim, what they had was, that was the forerunner of the institution of Mechiras Chametz we have today. They had Mechiras Behema HaMavakeres. They didn't have sonograms. So when a cow is pregnant, you don't know. It's a 50-50 chance. When a woman is pregnant, you don't have a 50-50 chance, but it's going to be a zachar or a keva. So if it turns out to be a zachar, a behema, then it's going to be a b'char behema Torah. So you have to, you can't shecht it until it gets a mum. It'll take forever until it gets a mum. You're not allowed to be matal mum in a b'char. If it's in a keva, so it doesn't have kedusha, it's b'char behema Torah. So what do? You don't know whether it's going to be a zachar or a keva, so you have to sell the shutfas to the goy. So that's what in the days of the Balei HaTosfos, they don't talk about Mechiras Chametz. They didn't have this institution. In the Tosefta, it's only guys on a boat. Balei HaTosfos weren't traveling on any boats. So but every year, there used to be farmers. They used to raise cows. And they used to sell a pema that was about to give birth. You don't know whether the avlad is going to be a zocher or a nekeva. So misofek, they had to make a shutfus for the goy. So how and the behema is a metaltalim, like the chametz is metaltalim. So how exactly do you sell metaltalim to a goy? So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the goy has to make meshicha, because we pasken like Rabbi Yochanan. V'atorim mo'es koinus. So by akum la misecha b'chodo la akum b'chodo, the other kinyan. So you need davka meshicha. So the goy has to make a kinyan meshicha, a kinyan hagbo on the uber. How can he make a kinyan hagbo on the uber? We consider an uber like a dovah shalob boli yoylom. You can't be magdash an uber. Let's say I want to designate the uber as a korban oylo, as a korban shlomen. So the Gemara considers an uber before it's born. It's a dovah shalob boli yoylom. You can't be magdash a dovah shalob boli yoylom. So how can you sell the uber? So the Nesivus explains on Choshem Mishpat. He says the uber is a dovah shalob boli yoylom, but Torah's animal. It wasn't born yet. So right now, it's Ge'eva Me'evareho. So it doesn't exist. You can't be Magdish. To be Magdish as a Korban, it has to be a behemoth, or has to be an animal. It's a shtick flesh now. But a shtick flesh you can sell. So I'm selling the fetus, I'm selling the uber to the goy as a shtick flesh, a piece of meat. So the goy has a shut v'sakum on the uber. The Gemara says, when you make a shut v'sakum with the goy to resolve the issue of B'char Behema Torah, can either make a shutfus with the goy on the uber or a shutfus with the goy on the mother, either one or the other. It doesn't have to be on both, either one or the other. So this was the whole discussion in the early generation. They didn't have Mechiras Chametz. They used to sell a shutfus akum. And Tosfos in Mechiras Dav Gimel Amud Beis raises an issue. Are you allowed to do a harama? The Gemara says one of the Amoraim made a shutfus akum, and he was punished because he did a harama in order to pater himself from the whole din of. There were 24 matnas kuna. So once you make a shutfus for the goy, not only if it turns out to be a zocher, the uber is born turns out to be a zocher. Not only don't you have to worry about the kedushas carbon, you don't have to worry about matnas kuna either. So the Gemara says that's not right. Bizman Shein Beis Hamikdash Kayim may have a right to avoid getting stuck with the korban because you're not a magdishim. You're not allowed to be magdish any animals after the korban abayis, a magdishim. Here you can't help yourself. You're not being magdish at the korban a matoris is kodesh me elov kodesh me rechem. But if you can do something in order to avoid that you should make it into a balmum. So you should certainly, you're not allowed to be matal mum, but before it's born, it doesn't have kedusha yet. So if you can be matal mum without killing the mother, without killing the uber, so you should do that. Yeah. So that's what, and the Gemara says, one of the Amorai made a shut for sakman, he was punishment Hashemayim. Kolu kuli chevosa, all of his animals died. He was punishment Hashemayim. So Tosfos is there, and Gimel Amud Beis, and Chavos says to Kasha, we do it all the time. The Balei HaTosfos, they were all in the cattle business. They would always sell when there was a behemah hamavakeres. Behemah is about to give birth for the first time. They would make a shutras for the akum. So how can we do it all the time? And the Gemara says you'll be punished for doing that. So the Tosfos says, because today we don't know how to do that. To make a mum in the fetus and the uber before it's born without killing the mother, without killing the uber, that's very complicated. Somehow in the days of the Gemara they knew how to do it. But Bismana said, we don't know how to do it. So Tosfos says, what motivates us to make the shutvus bedakum? We're not motivated because we want to cheat the Kohen in front of the Matan Kohen. We'd be happy to give him the money already, to give him the B'chor Behemah Torah. What motivates us to make the Shutvus B'dakum is not to violate the Yisra Me'ilah B'Hegvish. Because if it's going to be born a Zoch, it's going to have Kedusha's B'chor Behemah Torah. And inevitably, someone's going to be Moel B'Hegvish. And you're not allowed to make a Mum in order to Shecht it. You're not allowed to be Matan Mum, even Mizman HaZeh. That there's no Beis HaMikdash, you can't be Makar Banas. The Gemara says it's still an Issa. Komum lo yebo lo yehayebo. You're not allowed to cause it to develop a mum. So that's our practice. So we sell behemah hamavakeres as it's about to give birth. We sell the behemah to the goy to make a shut for sakum. And not only there's no kedusha, there's no matnas kuna. The matnas kuna of b'char behemah Torah doesn't apply either. So then when they started the institution of mechiras chametz, there was a big hullabaloo, there's a big machlokes. Many held that you're not allowed to. Rav Soloveitchik always used to tell not only the students in yeshiva that they shouldn't rely on mechiras chametz, on chametz bien. He used to tell the balabatim also that they shouldn't rely on it. It was machmer that you shouldn't rely on mechiras chametz, on chametz bien. He said, on taruvis chametz, if you have some food where the chametz ingredient is less than 50%, that's called taruvis. So it should have been batal b'roi, but it's a din tam ki'ikar. So the Rabbeinu Tam holds that taruvis chametz is only bal yiroi derabbanan. There's no bal yiroi deraisa. So on bal yiroi derabbanan, we would allow ha'arama. That's what the sefer called b'chor shor. B'chor shor is by the author of the Tua Shor. Tua Shor. Shor is a sefer on Hilchos Shechita that all the Shochtim use. So the same author wrote a sefer B'chor Shor. Not to be confused with the B'chor Shor the Rishon, one of the Balei Tosfos has a commentary on Chumash. That's called the B'chor Shor. B'yosef B'chor Shor. But this is one of the Achrayim has the B'chor Shor. So B'chor Shor has this Chumrah based on the Gemara and Shabbos. Pash B'shad the Gemara means something else. It doesn't mean at all what he said, but that's what the Rav Soloveitchik's family tradition was, that to be machmer on that. Not to rely on mechiras chametz, on chametz bien, because you shouldn't permit harama on dinim deraisim. So the author of the Nesivis has a collection of tshuvas also that's called Nachlas Yaakov. One half of the sefer is tshuvas, and one half of the sefer is drushes. It was a rabbinic community, so he gave drushes. It has very nice drushes. So he has a spadim that he delivered, and comments on agadates. He explains agadates in the Gemara. And he has drushes that he said in Parsha Sashavu and Yom Tovim, very nice drushes. Some of them are well known. Some of them are famous. People don't know where it is. It's in the Sefer Nachlas Yaakov. So in the collection of drushes, the collection of tshuvas, one half of the Sefer Nachlas Yaakov, the first tshuva was sent to the Rabbi B'Chotch. B'Chotch was a city in Galicia. B'Chotch became famous recently because that's where Agnon came from. And he writes in his book, Orech Natal Alun, I think he's describing the city B'Chotch. That's where he came from. He got a Nobel Award for his novels. So, but B'Chotch was always a prominent city. So the rabbi on B'Chotch sent a letter to the Nesivis, how can you allow Mechiras Chametz? What Mechiras Chametz they have? The Jews were in the cattle business. So you have to feed the animals the right diet. So they used to feed the animals chametz dog and gomer. So they used to sell the behemoth to the, used to sell the chametz to the guy. So that's not good enough. I sell the chametz to the guy and I tell the guy, make sure you feed my animal chametz on Pesach. So I'm getting hanor from the chametz. They have to sell the animal with the food. Let's say you have a fish tank and you feed the chametzdik food to the fish. They have to sell the fish with the chametzdik food. You have to sell the behemoth with the chametz dikah food to the guy, and you give him instructions how he should feed the animal. So the Buchacha Rav sent a letter to the Nesivis. How can you be Mekel? He has a Yerushalmi that you're not allowed to do Harama on Dinim Deraisa. So the Nesivis writes him back, go fly a kite, don't bother me. My Psaka has been accepted all over in Lithuania. That's the din. We don't paskan like you, Yerushalmi, leave me alone. The Bavli contradicts the Yerushalmi, and goodbye and good luck. That's what he writes, very abrupt. He writes to him. But those who are concerned about Harama, that's what Rav Soloveitchik was concerned about this B'chor Shor. B'chor Shor is on Gemara Psochim. So they, if you have a liquor shop or you have a grocery shop, so you're always going to rely on Mechiras Chametz, on Chametz Bien. You have a lot of Chametz Bien. So Rav Soloveitchik said, if you have no choice, if you have a grocery store, you have tons of Chametz, you can't throw it all out. So he said, you shouldn't rely on the Shtar Mechira Kloli. You should have the rabbi make a separate Shtar Mechira on your Chametz Bien. Okay. So when they do the Mechira Chametz, so which Kinyanim do they do? So according to Rashi, your problem is solved, because Rashi paskens like Rish Lakish, the Torah, Meshichem Mefereshes Men HaTorah. So the Pasuk L'Misechet teaches you that if the two people are Jewish, they're both Jewish, the Meshicha works. Tavan Nikta Miad Liad means Meshicha. But if you're selling to a Goy, then it's the opposite Kenyan. Then it's Mois Koina. So then let the Goy pay. Mois, let the Goy pay for all the Chametz. And then it's not a problem. Same, Behem Mahama Vakeris. Tesla talks about Mechiris Behem Mahama Vakeris. In our language, that we're not in the cattle business, but we sell our Chametz. But if you all like the Rabbeinu Tam, so the Mois is not going to help, because he passed like Rabbi Yechanan. The Torah Mois Kanis, when the both parties are Jewish, when one is a Goy, then if Meshicha is needed, so the Goy is not going to go and make Meshicha in everybody's house. So we need another five Kinyonim. So we make a Kinyon Chalipin. The Goy gives his handkerchief to the Rabbi and accentuates, the Rabbi gives him ownership of all the Chametz. So what could be wrong with that? The Tosis in Kiddushin, Gimel and Aleph. There's a big Tosis on the bottom of the page, the last line there, Rabbi Natam says, he did it, Rabbi Natam made a living as a money lender. He used to lend. How do you make money as a money lender? You charge interest. So he always dealt with goyim. He used to lend money to goyim and charge interest. Where did he get the money from in the first place? This I don't know. But he was a money lender. So when he used to send a goy to collect the money from the other guy, he would be makne. You have to make a harshah. So he would be makne the chayiv ayidei chalipin. He says, Chalipin works between a Jew and a Goy, Chalipin works. That's what Tosfos says like that. So we do Chalipin. But the Ritva and the Shach are not so convinced that the Rabbi Natan is right. They say the Pasuk says, Zosu Lefanim B'Yisrael. Mishal Lefishtan says, B'Yisrael, V'lo B'Akum. So doesn't the Pasuk in Megillah Sru seem to imply that Chalipin doesn't work by Goy? So we do Chalipin because Rabbi Natan says it's good. And Kiddushin Lab Gimel Amaral. But we better do some more kinyanim and not so kinyanim. So then we do a kinyan chatzah. So we rent the room in the apartment where the chametz, we put all the chametz in one closet in one room. We rent that room to the goy, and then we let the goy be kind of the chametz, they kinyan chatzah. So there was, in the late 1500s, early 1600s, there was a big Talmud Chacham who wrote a sefer, Birchas HaZevach. So they have them over here. Sometimes they have them on the bottom of the rush. What do they have? No. Here they don't have. On others, they have the Birchas HaZevach sometimes. Anyway, Birchas HaZevach, Rab Shmuel Aaron Kaidenover. So the Birchas HaZevach has a tshuva where he thinks that a goy is not kind of the Ktzos and the Nesiv squad. A goy can't be kind of with a kinyan chotzer because it ain't shlichus la'akum. The Gemara said if chotzer is mitam shluchai, so there's no chotzer for a cotton. If chotzer mitam yodai, so it's good even for a cotton. But a chotzer mitam shluchai, so ain't shlichus la'akum. So the Birchas HaZevach said there's no shlichus la'akum either. So a goy can't be kind of with a kinyan chotzer either. So we do kinyan chotzer, we rent that room to the goy. And then we tell the guy, you should be kind of the chametz with the kinyan chatzer. But according to the Birchas HaZevach, it's not good. The Pashtus is the Birchas HaZevach is, I'll be Pashtus wrong. The Ktzos and the Nesiv is both there. The Beferish Gemara and Maseches Avodah Zarah. The Gemara talks about selling chametz, selling wine to a guy. A Jew has kosher wine, sells the wine to the guy. So you better make sure that the guy acquires ownership of the wine before he sticks his fingers in to touch it. Because if you're going to touch the wine before you make the kinyan with him, then it becomes asa b'hanor. Bezman hazeh, we're machmed that stam yeinim is asa b'hanor, but mikra dinin, bezman hazeh, it's really muta b'hanor. So if you have a hefsid merubah, then we would be mekel on stam yeinim, bezman hazeh. You're just going to lose $25 a bottle of wine, so that's not a hefsid merubah. But let's say the liquor shop owes me thousands of dollars, and then he goes bankrupt, and he says, all I have is a wine, take it or leave it. So if I'm not going to take the wine, I'm going to say, stam yeinim is asa b'hanor. So I get paid nothing, he owes me $20,000. So $20,000, that's a hefsid merubah. So then the Ramah says, then we're mekel, bizman hazeh, we're mekel, ikar adin, stam yeinim, bizman hazeh, the whole explanation. Why Tosfos says that? Stam yeinim, bizman hazeh, it's muta b'hanor, because the goyim are not bikim b'nisuch. The only ones who do nisuch are the galochim by them. The laymen don't do nisuch. So the, you don't have to be worried about isa hanor. So the Gemara says, when you sell the wine to the Nachri, if he's going to handle the wine before he's kainah, then you can't charge him any money because it's asa b'hanor, and then you're selling isuri hanor. You can't take money for that. You have to make sure the goy is kainah before he handles the wine. So the Gemara says, how can you make sure it's kainah? He can make a kinyan chatzah. The favorite Shigmar, the goy is kainah with a kinyan chatzah. So that's what the Ktzos and the Seer will say, that the Birchas HaZevach is wrong. He's against the favorite Shigmar. But we're machmer for that. So we make a kinyan chatzah, then we can say maybe the chatzah is not good enough. So in addition to the kinyan chatzah, we make a kinyan agav. We rent the room where the chometz is to the goy, and then we say, agav, the rental of the room, we want you to be kind of the chometz as well. Kinyan agav, you can make machmer metalplem agav karka. So we spoke about it maybe, that there's a steer between Tosfos and Bava Kamma and Tosfos in Kiddushin, whether agav is a din d'oraisa, a din d'rabbanan, there's no pasuk in chumash for agav. The mocker for the institution of kinyan agav is a pasuk in Sefer Divrei HaYamim. So a pasuk in Divrei HaYamim, we usually assume, is not going to be a din d'oraisa, divrei Talmud, divrei Kabbalah, lo yafinan. You can't establish a din d'oraisa unless you have a pasuk in the chumash. You have psukim and neviim and ksuvim, and that should indicate only there's a din d'rabbanan. So that's what Tosfos writes in Bava Kamma and Daf Yud Beis. Tosfos says there, that's how they interpret the sugya there. That agav is only the rabbana, pruzbal is only the rabbana, and shibin nechasim, shibur alav deraisa, shibin nechasim to collect from the lakuchas is only with the rabbana. The Gemara is talking only about dinim the rabbana. That's the Tosfos in Bava Kamma. But Rabbi Kivegan, the Gilyan Hashas, is mitzayin you to the Tosfos in the first parak, the beginning of Kiddushin. But Tosfos assumes that Dovah Pasha, agav is a kinyan deraisa. So the Ktzos has like this. He says, if agav is only the Rabbanan, according to the famous Tosfos, the more famous Tosfos is the one in Bava Kamma, that agav is only the Rabbanan. The one in Kiddushin is less famous. We have the Gilyan Hashas, so he notifies you. The Tosfos in Kiddushin contradicts the Tosfos in Bava Kamma. But the Tosfos in Bava Kamma is the more famous one, that agav is only the Rabbanan. So the Ktzos raises an issue. If agav is only the Rabbanan, maybe the only made a takana the Rabbanan on behalf of Jews. Maybe the Tanoim never made an institution of agav, that a goy should be kind of with agav. Maybe they're using hefka bez nehefka, the tovus agoy. So he raises the issue, maybe agav doesn't work by goy. So we do chotzen, we do agav, we do chalipin, each one we're not sure. We do moiz, according to Rashi, moiz solves the problem. We're still not sure. So we make another two kinyanim to make sure that the goy is kind of. So we say, according to the rules and regulations of the state of New York, you should be kinder with kinyan lefi dina de malchus adina. Whenever one of the parties involved is, and if both parties involved are Jewish, we don't follow dina de malchus. We're going to have to learn dina de malchus. It's on the next daf. It's right over here. Dina de malchus is on nun dalad on the base. We're going to have to discuss. There's six different aspects in dina de malchus. There's a knockout tshuva in the Dvar Avraham. Dvar Avraham was the last rabbi in Kovna. He died in the Kovna ghetto before the Nazis had a chance to kill him. He was from the Beis Harav. He was a descendant of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. That's called in Lithuania. That was the big Yichus. Those who are descendants of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, known as Beis Harav. And he was related to Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. He learned the Volozhin when Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was the Rosh Hashiva the last couple of years. And he quotes Rav Chaim Soloveitchik in his tshuvas. He has modern style tshuvas, where they analyze, instead of just saying Madame and Milsa and Milsa, they analyze the Gemaras. All those who learned in Slabotka or in Telz or in Brisk, you know, they all have a different style of writing tshuvas now. So he was one of the earliest who has that style. So Dvavram has the very first tshuva in the first volume. There are three volumes of Dvavram. The first volume, the first tshuva, is about Dina and Machlus HaDinus. He has a big footnote where he says there are six different aspects. Dina Machlus HaDinus, we'll be discussing some of them here. Gemara talks about Dina Machlus HaNun Dalan and Beis and then Hayam and Amach. So we'll discuss part of it. So you make a kinyan with the goy. You make a kinyan with the goy. According to New York State law, the kinyan on the taltalim is chal b'dibur alone. Just I agree to sell you the chametz. I tell you what the price is. If you're selling karka, then you have to make a kinyan. But if you're selling metaltalim, according to dina machusa is nikna b'dvarim alone. If you made up the price. But others hold that the kinyan kafi dina machusa dina is only mid the rabbanon. It's not good ben atayr. It's only mid the rabbanon. So somehow that doesn't resolve me. That doesn't take off the Ba'yurah by Matzah. Since Menatar, it's still my Chomet, it's only with the Rabbanah. We make believe as if it belongs to the Goy, but it doesn't belong to the Goy. It really belongs to me, so I'm still in violation of Ba'yurah by Matzah. So in addition to the Dina Machus HaDina, we make another Kenyan, the sixth Kenyan, make a Kenyan Kefi Minig HaMdina. What's Minig HaMdina? So when you're buying diamonds, when you're selling diamonds, Jewish people, a lot of Jews are in the diamond business. So when they shake hands and they say mazel and bracha, so that in the industry that constitutes a kinyan. So that's considered, you can't back out, you're not allowed to back out. So that constitutes a kinyan kefi minig hamdina. So that's a gemara in Baba Metzia in Perek HaZohar. That's called Situmto. Situmto was when they had a big barrel of wine or beer and they'd be selling it to someone else. So if we would agree what the price is going to be, we agree, just didn't pay. He didn't pay yet. He didn't take it home yet. So I would write down on top of the barrel, this barrel is sold to Mr. Wurzberger. So the kinyan is chal kifi minig hamdina. So that's what we shake hands. We shake hands with the guy and we say, the kinyan should be chal. I'm not so sure. Shaking hands today constitutes minig hamdina. I don't know. And the diamond industry, shaking hands, because there's so many Jews there. So the diamond industry, shaking hands, constitutes a kinyan kefi minig hamdina. I don't know, by goyim and other things that you sell. Sell an automobile, you sell a loaf of bread, so you shake hands, that constitutes a kinyan. I don't know. But that's traditionally, those are the six kinyanim that we make when we sell the chametz. The rabbi has to know a lot of halacha he has to explain it to the goy. Explain why you're making six kinyanim. Strictly speaking, it could well be that all six are no good, but that's highly unlikely. There probably is no Pesach in the world who holds the bad side on each one. Each Kenyan, each one of the six has a pick book on it. If Minig HaMdina is only with the Rabbanon, so again you have a pick book. Minatoy the Chometz still is mine. It's only that he'll win and it didn't Torah. I'll have to give it to him, but it's really my Chometz I violate by Rabbi Matz. So they really, so B'di'evit, if you didn't make all the six Kenyan and made a couple of them, so also b'di'evit it's good. But l'chatchila, we make all the six kinyonim. So I started to say, the Chassam Sofer was makbid when he sold the chametz. He would sell the chametz to a non-Jewish woman, not to a non-Jewish man. On the side of the big Aruch Chaim, when they, in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Pesach, when they talk about Mechiras Chametz, that they have ha'oris from the Chassam Sofer, he was makbid to sell the chametz to a non-Jewish woman. Why? Because Chotzeh de Gavra is mitam shlucha, Chotzeh de Itza is mitam yada. So the Birchas HaZevach had a taina that if Chotzer is mitam shlucha, so just like ein shlichas lekotan, ein shlichas la'akum, so a goy shouldn't be able to be kaina with a kenya Chotzeh. But Chotzeh de Itza is mitam yada. So he would make the kenya with a non-Jewish woman, so Chotzeh would be good. No one would debate, there's no room to disagree with that. Even the Bechas HaZavach agrees, Chatzah de Isha, Chatzah de Itza is mitam yod. The whole thing is so strange. How can it be Chatzah de Itza by a... Where do you learn this out from? The Chatzah de Itza is mitam yod. By a get, the goyim don't have any get. So the Pasuk is by get, and that shows Chatzah. And the whole sheet of the Rif and the Rambam, it's one line in the Gemara. Gemara suggested that as a possibility. So the Rif and the Rambam paskin like that, is such a strange opinion. And that's the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch. A difference in Dini Mamonos between a man and a woman. And every other page in Chash Mishpat, Hishra Kasuv Ishaliyish. And one din is a difference between a man and a woman based on the pasuk by get, and that difference applies to goyim also. A goyish a man, chotz mitam shlucha. A goyish a woman, chotz mitam yodo. That was the Chassam Sofer's practice, yeah. People wonder, Chassam Sofer shook hands with the woman. She was single, she was married. What's going on? We make six kinyan. Maybe he didn't make six kinyan. Everybody else makes six kinyan. Why don't kinyanis you shake hands? He doesn't tell you the rest of the story. What did he do with the hanshlag, with the shaking hand? Anyway, how do we get into that topic? That we got to know that for the Tosfos. We just read part of the Tosfos. Nun Dalet on the base. Got to know that anyway. So where are we up to? Yeah, we are. I remember. Yeah, we're in the top Tosfos. Nun Dalet on the aleph. So Tosfos assumes that Chotze and Yad. See, Chotze, the Gemara had a shaila in Baba Mitzia Daf Yud Aleph. Chotze mitam Yoda, Chotze mitam Shlucha. So what do you mean? If I make a shliach to sell my house or to buy a house for me, the shliach has to make a kinyan. So what does the Alpes say? Chotze mitam Shluchai. So what kinyan did the shliach make? Chotze is a shliach. What kinyan did the shliach say? The Ktzai says the kinyan is Yad. Everybody gives Chotze as Yad. But the Gemara Shaila was, is it considered as if the Bala Chotza made a Yad directly, or is it considered as if a Kinyan Yad has been made on his behalf? That's called Chotza Mitam Shlucha. The Chotza can't be a Shliach, it's not a human being. Chotza Mitam Shlucha means considered as if a Kinyan Yad has been made on his behalf. Chotza Mitam Yad means it's considered as if the Bala Chotza made the Kinyan Yad. So Chotza for sure is Yad. So Tosfos says, just like Chotza, Shalom Kana Lo Shalom Midaitai, whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanan, doesn't matter. So Yad is the same. Chotzer is mitam Yad. Either Chotzer is my Yad, or a Kenyan Yad has been made on my behalf. So you see that Yad is good, Shalom Yadaitai. So if the person is holding on, Tosfos quoted three Gemaras. Our Gemara, the Gemara, Odi Menich Zagek Sobeh Shaloi, that's Yavam is Nun Beis. And the third one was in Perek HaPorah. The fellow, the Gershom Eis Vein Lo Yorshim, he owned 10 fields. In each field he had a shtar that the field belongs to him. The ger died, so I right away ran into his house, I wanted to get the real estate. So I picked up the 10 shtaris to acquire ownership of the 10 fields. So the Gemara says, if I had a mind to be kind of the fields, I didn't have a mind to be kind of the paper, you're not kind of the fields. If you have a mind to be kind of the paper, you're kind of the paper. So Tosfos asked Nakasha, what do I care if he had a mind, didn't have a mind, but it's Yad, so Yad should be kind of Shaloi Midaito, because Chotza Mitam Yad. Everyone agrees Chotza Mitam Yad. Even if Yal Chotza Mitam Shlucha, it's considered as if a Kenyan Yad was made on my behalf. Chotza Mitam Yad means it considers as if the Balo Chotza made the Kenyan Yad. Chotza Mitam Shlucha means the Kenyan Yad has been made on my behalf. But you see the Chotza is kind of Shalom Midaita. It means that Yad is kind of Shalom Midaita. So why isn't it, if you don't need Das, so why shouldn't it be kind of the pieces of paper? That's what Tosfos asks. So the Pashta says, according to Rabbi Kiv, he said over the Nesiva said, if you hold the whole watch in your hand like this, that's a Kenya Yad. If you hold it like this, whatever's in your hand is Yad, whatever's hanging down is Hagbah. You have to even pick it up at Tefach HaTvitvachim. You need a Hagbah. Yad is good even if it's mamish less than a Tefach. I have my hand on the table, on the floor, and I'm not even picking it up at Tefach. Yad is Yad, it's in my hand. So the Pashtus is, she's the person who's grabbing hold of the 10 shtars of the Nochri, the Gershon Neis, mainly Yoshin, is holding it like a diploma. He's holding all the shtars in his hand, sticking out, that this and that, and he doesn't have a Kenyan Yad and everything. He has part of it, he has a Yad, but the rest he has a Kenyan Hagbor. So Hagbor, you have to, Hagbor is not kind of Shalom Hidaita, only Yad is kind of Shalom Hidaita. But that's, Tosfos says that as a Kasha. I think that could be a simple teretz, that it's Hagbo, it's not Yad. But Tosfos doesn't answer that. So what is Tosfos' answer? Ben Lahaksha, so he asked the question, in the middle of the top Tosfos, on Nun Dalet Amar Aleph. The line begins with the words right in the middle. Ben Lahaksha, is the Afal Gav Dein Daite Ashtar, didn't have a mind. Amai En Yod Dekon, Elo Shalom Yidate, Gmo Chatzeh, Dechatzeh Metoris Yad, Yisra Boi. Everybody agrees Chatzeh Metoris Yad. The Gemara Sofik and Daf Yud Aleph and Bab Mitzir Chotzim and Tam Yad Chotzim and Tam Shluchai means is it my Yad or is it Kinyan Yad has been made on my behalf? But bottom line, it is a Yad. That's what the Gzais points at. That's what the Tosfos is running. Chotim et Torah Yadus Rabbeit. Chotzer kana lo shalom idaitoi. And for Tosfos, so Tosfos gives the teretz. That din that we have in Bob Metzia Daf Kubeis. Chotzer kana shalom idaitoi. Hainu en yadeya im hu b'chatzeroi. I don't know. A dove shall have kefelon to my chotzer. So chotzer is kana shalom idaitoi. But if I'm standing there, and I saw the dove shall have kefelon and I don't react, I don't say one way or the other. If I would know that it fell in, I would want. But if I'm standing there, I'm holding on to the documents in my hand, the 10 stories of the Gershom Eis Mein Yoshim, and I don't have a mind to be kaina. So then Tosfos says, Achidush, that you're not kaina. Chotzer is not kaina bal korchai, and Chotzer is not even kaina, shaloi midaita, if you're aware that it's in your hand and you don't have a mind, then you're not kaina. Why should that be so? That's the question. Maybe Tosfos holds chot to kana shalom midaita is only made the rabbanon, so they only made the takana the rabbanon if he's not aware. Any yadem hu b'chatzevim ha yadeh ha yirotz liknas avlam yadem is not miskaven, that is not kana. Maybe they hold because the whole din chot is kana shalom midaita is only made the rabbanon. Could be. Whatever, that's what Tosfos says. Vim Taima, well, they have another kasha. What's a big galo because the Russian is not Bela Mitzvah? I rent an apartment or I buy a house, whatever. And then there are cracks in the walls, and I stick my hand in a crack and I find a piece of jewelry that's worth $1 million. So do I have to give it to the landlord or can I keep it? So the Gemara says, "Hare Elu Shaloi, I can keep it." So they ask Akasha, "Why?" Sheochalai Mashal Amayriim Huyu. Maybe it was there from the days that the Amayri lived there before the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. The Brisa was written in the times of the Bayesheni, so maybe it was there from centuries before. So Tosfos asks, "But whoever owned it should be kind of with the Kenya Chotzer. My Bakanya Lechatzer Chotzer is kind of Shaloi Midaitai." And for Tosfos, Bedavisha Eina Hoive Sheimatze Loikana Chatzer Shaloi Midaitai. Chotzer is kind of Shaloi Midaitai. Dovish Alhefka falls in. People know that once in a while a Dovish Alhefka may fall in. But the thing that no one ever think of in a million years, then Tosfos says a Chiddush, Chotzer is not kind of Shaloi Midaitai. Why not? Maybe it sounds from Tosfos, it's only with the Rabbanan. Chotzer is kind of Shaloi Midaitai. So those were the 2 days in the Shita Mekubetzes. And Bova Metzia and Daf Kubes. And maybe Chotzer Kana Shaloi Midaitai is only with the Rabbanan. So if it's a thing that no one ever dreamed of, so then Tosfos thinks that that's Pshat in the Gemara, that Chotzer is not Kaina. Or if the fellow is aware that it's in his Chotzer and he's not thinking one way or the other, also Chotzer is not Kaina. If it's only a din with the Rabbanan, so it makes a little more sense. Okay, maybe we should stop here. What time is it? Yeah. Okay, we better run to Mincha. So we'll leave that tomorrow. We'll continue. On Thursday, I have to go out of town for Shabbos. So I have to give this year earlier. So I'll give this year about 9:30. Okay. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Tomorrow's not Thursday. But good. So whose Gemara is this? Your Gemara. Thank you. How do you carry such a heavy Gemara?